out of your Chevy, get a 50-50 raffle tickets. Phoenix Sellers should make their way around the ballpark as we speak. Definitely make sure to be right here because one lucky winner is going to win half the jackpot. The other half is going to benefit the Astros Foundation. It's 50% to you and 50% to Jerry. It's 100% worth it. It is a 50-50 raffle. It's off and rolling. You got this one, Mr. Neal. Let's make sure that your shop for Space Cowboys brought to you the hashtag RegularRide. Post on Twitter and Instagram. You do that? For a very special tribute presentation. Tonight, we welcome the Texas Association of Private Local School Division 3 State Champions, Cypress Christian Warriors. They turn the 2023 season. The Warriors were 13-2 in the final 15 games, winning their third consecutive district championship. The Warriors are also excited to be our excel brother in the class. They're earning the American Baseball Coaches Association Team Athletic Excellence Awards. Warriors coaching staff like big fans volunteer. Each row the boat, make this season a defining example of perseverance. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the field the Cypress Christian School Warriors, Zach Thibodeau, Drew Huffman, Jacob Lobachowski, Brandon Williams, Aaron Chutt, Xavier Sanchez, Cody Johnson, Brandon Swinney, Warren Howard, Tyler Finko, Kristen Falcon, Gavin Gray, Brody Tucker, Hudson Dennis, the assistant coaches are Patrick Leonard, Ben Russell, and Ken Rose, and the head coach of the Warriors, David Swan. Ladies and gentlemen, the state champion, Cypress Christian School Warriors. Thank you.
show fans. We're happy to have you here tonight for your Rebel Rocker Back and see us again this weekend. We've got a weekend jam-packed with giveaways starting tomorrow night. We're going to be giving away these Alex Bregman replica World Series rings thanks to Assured Flow Solutions. Then on Saturday, we're going to kick off our Western weekend with the Space Cowboys Western jersey presented by Regions Bank. Then we'll wrap things up on Sunday with the Space Cowboys belt buckle brought to you by Brookside Equipment. All of these giveaways can be yours if you visit our website to grab your ticket to come back and see us again this weekend. Make sure you stay tuned. Orion is just about to make his entrance.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas. Just 19 miles from downtown Texas. This is the home of the Houston Astros AAA club, the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. And the Rainiers are in town this week for a six-game series, and we've seen two so far. It's been a split. Each team has won one. The Rainiers won the opener on Tuesday, 14-7, scored seven runs in the top of the first inning and knocked out the Sugar Land starting pitcher in the first. And that has had an implication throughout the remainder of the series. And Sugar Land actually won last night with a position player pitching in the top of the 10th inning of a tie game. He ended up getting the win. Marty Costas, the reserve outfielder, got the win pitching the top of the 10th inning because Sugar Land was out of available pitchers. Costas is in the lineup today in left field, his normal position. And word is that Sugar Land is again quite short on pitching going into this game, the third of the series. They are hoping to get some innings from their starter, Spencer Arrighetti. Arrighetti is an intriguing prospect in the Astros system, one of their top pitching prospects. Just recently moved up to AAA after a successful run with the Astros AA team. With Sugar Land, Arrighetti is 0-2 with a 4.28 ERA. The Rainiers are going to counter with Adam Aller. Aller has been terrific in his brief time with the club in three starts, a 2.37 ERA, one win and one loss. Aller recently claimed off waivers from the Oakland A's. So Adam Aller on the hill for the Rainiers, Spencer Arrighetti for the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Rainiers had their six-game winning streak end last night under rather unusual circumstances with the position player getting the win for Sugar Land. The Rainiers also blew the lead in the ninth inning in creative fashion as well. So the Rainiers looking to bounce back. Manager John Russell talking to him earlier today. He just shrugged it off. He said, yeah, that was a very odd game, but our team is playing well. We won six in a row before that. We're going to be all right. We'll just forget about that one and move on. So that's the goal going into this one today. Well, we still have more roster moves as the team is shaping up in the wake of the trade deadline. We'll get you caught up on the latest roster moves when the Rainiers pregame show continues after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Tacoma taking on Sugar Land tonight, game three of this six-game series. They're cranking early Black Sabbath here in the stadium at Constellation Field in Sugar Land. Who would have guessed? Anyway, we've got some roster moves coming into this one. The Rainiers welcoming New reliever to the active roster, Eduard Bizzardo, acquired at the trade deadline from the Baltimore Orioles. He is on the Mariners' 40-man roster, optioned to Tacoma, and he reports today. Also reporting today is the outfielder Taylor Trammell, who, of course, has been with the Red Ears for much of this season. And he was sent down after the Mariners acquired Dominic Canzone and Josh Rojas from Arizona. So Trammell's back with the Red Ears now. And Connor Hoover was here for a couple of days, didn't get into a game. He's been transferred back to Double-A Arkansas. He was just kind of here to fill out the bench while there were a lot of moving parts on the Red Ears roster, and unfortunately he didn't get into a game, but he'll go back to Arkansas where he's been playing somewhat regularly. And then a move that doesn't really impact anything except for the player involved, Ryder Ryan, still with the Red Ears, but the Mariners added him to their 40-man roster and optioned him to Tacoma. So that involved him not doing anything because he was already here, but now he's on the 40-man roster for his first time this year and is in a better position to perhaps be called up for the first time in his major league career. So Ryder Ryan was added to the Seattle Mariners 40-man roster. All right, those are the moves for today. We will be back with a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who are 53-51 on the season. And managed by John Russell, the Seattle Mariners AAA club is going to lead off with Sam Haggerty. Good to see him back in the lineup today after fouling a ball off his foot yesterday. Haggerty leading off playing shortstop. Batting second, playing second base, Ryan Bliss. Hitting third, doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Jake Shiner is in the cleanup spot. He is at third base. Hitting fifth, the center fielder Taylor Trammell. Batting sixth, the designated hitter Robbie Tenorowicz. Hitting seventh and playing right field is Zach Deloach. Batting eighth, the first baseman Cooper Hummel. Hitting ninth, the left fielder Tanner Kerwer. And on the mound, Adam Aller. Aller 1-1 with a 2.37 ERA. Well, the Sugarland Space Cowboys are the Astros AAA club. They have a veteran PCL manager in Mickey Story, and they are 44-60 on the year. Leading off, the third baseman, Rylan Bannon. Batting second, the first baseman, Jonathan Singleton. Hitting third, shortstop, Shea Whitcomb. In the cleanup spot, playing center field is Pedro Leon. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bly Madris. Hitting sixth is second baseman, David Hensley. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, J.J. Matijevic. Hitting eighth, left fielder, Marty Costas. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Cesar Salazar. On the mound, Spencer Arrighetti. Arrighetti's 0-2 with a 4.26 ERA. Our umpires, Jacob Metz is the crew chief. He has the plate. Tanner Dodson is at first base, and Tanner Moore is at third. It's Tacoma and Sugarland, game three of the six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play.
That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Red Ears and the Sugarland Space Cowboys from Sugarland, Texas. Sam Haggerty leads things off for the Red Ears, and he's been swinging a hot bat. He's hitting .333 with a .416 on base percentage in 37 games for Tacoma. The switch hitter will bat left-handed. Right here is facing right-hander Spencer Arrighetti for their first time ever. Just recently reached the AAA level, but they say he's a good one. Here's his first pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back, and we are underway here in Sugarland, Texas. Arrighetti, 6'2" righty, only 23 years old. Now with his 0-1 pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. And that evens the count up at 1-1. Now the next pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Haggerty. And here comes the next pitch from Arrighetti, and it's outside, ball three. So 3-1 to the Rainiers leadoff man who has reached base in 13 straight games with 22 hits during that time. And recently he's been hitting for power too. The 3-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away and the count goes full, 3-2. Right here's wearing the red jerseys today with the gray pants. Sugarland is in their Copa de la Diversión outfits today. 3-2 pitch is fouled back and it is still 3-2. Once again, the 3-2 pitch from Arrighetti is on its way, and it's swung on and hit in the air towards center, shielding his eyes from the sun is Pedro Leon, and the center fielder makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. So Haggerty flies to center, but he did see quite a few pitches there, and as we noted in the pregame show, the word is that Sugarland is still short on pitching, and They are really counting on Eric Getty to get them at least into the middle of this game, if not further. Sears a pitch in for a strike, 0-1. So the Red Ears could really throw things out of whack for Sugarland if they could get to Eric Getty early. 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul back by Bliss. No balls, two strikes to Ryan Bliss, who is in his second game since being acquired by the Mariners and assigned to Tacoma. He was 0-for-3 with two walks and two strikeouts yesterday. Did steal a base. Wow, this pitch hits him in the back, a breaking ball that just kept coming in on him, and it hit him in the back. So Bliss heads down to first base. And he is aboard with one out for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe hit a three-run homer yesterday, continuing his torrid stretch at the plate. Four homers in his last six games with 11 runs batted in. He's on one of his hot streaks. There goes Bliss. The pitch is swung on and fouled away. Strike one. Bliss on the move immediately. He has a lot of steals this year. 36 between AA and AAA this season. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way to O'Keefe. And it is swung on and fouled back, 0-2. Bliss is being held on by John Singleton. Up the middle, Sugarland has David Hensley shaded up the middle. He's the second baseman. Shea Whitcomb at short, Ryland Bannon at third. 0-2, no, a move to first, and Bliss dives back in safely. In the outfield, Marty Costas is in left, Pedro Leon in center, and Bly Madris in right. Spencer Arrighetti on the hill, working with catcher Cesar Salazar. O-2 to O'Keefe is outside with a slider. One ball, two strikes. We're just underway. Another hot day here. Didn't hear an official game time temperature, but something right around 100 would be correct. Now the 1-2 pitch is a check swing on a fastball high. 92-mile-per-hour heater. Two balls, two strikes. And just like the last 2 days, the wind is blowing in from right field with strength to it, but that has not stopped people from hitting homers in this series. 2-2 pitch to O'Keefe is a swing and a miss there, strike three, and Arrighetti has his first strikeout of the day. So two away in the top of the first inning, and now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Shiner hitting .267 with 25 homers and 85 runs batted in. Now there goes the runner. The pitch is outside and no throw by Salazar, who dropped the ball trying to transfer it from his mitt to his throwing hand. So Bliss has his second steal since joining the Red Ears, and he puts himself in scoring position. Now the next pitch, breaking ball inside to Shiner. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. And this is outside with a fastball. Three balls, no strikes. Brando the count. And the pitch is called a strike on the inside edge. Shiner now with a 3-1 count. Now the 3-1, swing and a foul back. Full count, 3-2. So full count to Shiner. RBI opportunity here for him if he could get a base hit. Bliss runs well. He has his lead at second base. The 3-2 is swung on and hit in the air and a foul. Back goes the catcher, Salazar, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Shiner fouls out to the catcher, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the first inning. No runs, hits or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing, Sugarland coming to the plate.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first inning, and now Sugarland comes to the plate in the bottom of the first. And wrapping up his warm-up tosses is Adam Aller. Aller making his fourth start since joining the Red Ears today. He's been really good so far in three starts. Has allowed only five runs in 19 innings for a 2.37 ERA. Has one win and one loss. 19 strikeouts, 10 walks in those 19 innings with only 11 hits allowed. The right-hander ready to work on Rylan Bannon. Right-hand leadoff hitter for the Cowboys, and the first pitch is up high, ball one. Aller is 28 years old, originally drafted by Pittsburgh in 2016. 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 1-1. And he's a pitcher who has really improved and developed well in the minor leagues and turned himself into a prospect despite being a late draft pick and reached the majors. As here's one outside for a ball to Bannon, 2-1. Reached the big leagues for his first time in 2022 with the Oakland A's. And this year, split time between AAA Las Vegas and the Major League A's before the Mariners claimed him off waivers. Next pitch in for a strike to Bannon, and the count is even, 2-2. 95-mile-per-hour fastball right there on the outside edge. Aller has a live arm. Here's his 2-2 on its way. And it is down and away, ball three. So full count to the leadoff man, Bannon. Payoff pitch coming from Aller, and it is a check swing foul, first base side. Aller has the kind of traditional frame that teams look for in a pitcher. He's 6'4", listed at 225 pounds. Now with a 3-2, and it is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, slicing foul, and that's in the seats out of play. Still 3-2 to Bannon. From Conroe, Texas. And the next pitch is outside, ball four. Bannon draws a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first inning. So leadoff man is on for the Space Cowboys. Almost called them the Skeeters, their old name from 2021. Here's John Singleton, who had a homer yesterday. Conroe, Texas, Aller's hometown, not too far from where we are right now. Here's his pitch to Singleton, and it is taken for a strike. That city is 40 miles north of Houston. We are 19 miles kind of southwest of Houston. So it's, you know, 60 miles away or so, approximately. So here's toss to first, and Bannon's back in. Now the 0-1 pitch fouled away by Singleton. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Singleton, who's been a very dangerous hitter for Sugarland in 29 games, hitting .343 with 12 homers and 27 runs batted in, and an OPS of nearly 1,200. And toss to first base, and back in safely is Bannon. So no balls, two strikes to Singleton. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now the 1-2, runner goes, pitches a swing and a miss, strike three, throw to second's not in time. Stealing second base is Bannon, but Singleton is struck out for the first out of the inning. Bannon, however, puts himself in scoring position with the stolen base, his fifth of the year. So runner at second with one out for Shea Whitcomb. Whitcomb hitting .251 with 14 homers, 35 runs batted in 45 games, and he takes the first pitch up and away for a ball. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball, 94 on the gun. One ball, one strike to Whitcomb. Whitcomb was 0 for 5 yesterday, ending a little five-game hitting streak, but he's one of the new generation shortstops with power. 1-1 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-1. He's hit 26 home runs this year between AA and AAA. 12 of them in 46 games for Corpus Christi, and then 14 in 45 games for Sugarland. Next pitch, check swing, he went. That's a strike. 2-2 now the count to Whitcomb. Just 24 years old. Now the 2-2 pitch is on its way. And it is ball three, full count 3-2. Whitcomb from Southern California and drafted by the Astros in 2020. He was a fifth-round pick out of UC San Diego. 3-2 pitch, grounded down the third baseline, foul. So still 3-2 to Shea Whitcomb. Oh, they're trying to put him away, and now Whitcomb's going to use his timeout, and he steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Three-two pitch, swung on, hit of the air to left, and now Tanner Kerwer battles the sun and makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Aller gets Whitcomb after a pretty long battle. Gets him to fly out to right, or to left, pardon me, and two men are gone. And now Pedro Leon will be the batter. Leon was one of the heroes for the Space Cowboys yesterday, tying the game with an RBI double in the bottom of the 10th inning, and then he scored the winning run on J.J. Matijevic's walk-off single. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. Aller checks the runner at second base. Now the 1-0 pitch is just outside, ball two. Leon hitting 260 with 15 homers, 52 runs batted in. Two-oh pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike, 2-1. Rainier's playing straight away. Bliss at second base, shaded up the middle a bit. 2-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. So that's strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Leon takes a moment outside the batter's box. Now he's ready to hit. Aller comes set. And the pitch is swung on, wrapped on the ground, past the diving Shiner and into left field. That's a base hit. Around third is Bannon. He will score. Kerwer's throw comes into second base. It's a two-out RBI single for Pedro Leon. And Sugarland has a 1-0 lead here in the first inning. Shiner took a step and a dive and just couldn't reach that ball. It was hit to his left through the hole between short and third. Now the batter is Bly Madris, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Madris hitting 245 with 11 homers. And he watches one just outside. One ball, one strike now. Now the 1-1 in there for a called strike, 1-2. So here comes the 1-2 now. Runner goes, pitches up high. O'Keefe's throw is in the dirt, and it skips past Haggerty and goes into center field. And Leon just holds at second base. He has the steal, his 14th of the year, and that's the second steal of the inning for Sugarland. Two balls, two strikes is the count to Bly Madris. And the pitch. Swung on, bounced up the middle. Ranging left is Haggerty. He has it and slings it to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Sugarland's on the board with a run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. It's Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. Keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, My father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Ferrelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the second inning. It is Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing. Taylor Trammell to lead things off in his return to the Rainiers today after about 10 days in the big leagues with the Mariners, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Trammell last played for the Rainiers July 21st at Sacramento. 0-1 pitch to Trammell. Swing and a foul tip. He's hitting 274 with a dozen homers for the Red Ears and a 387 on-base percentage in 45 games. But in the last 2 weeks, he's had all of two plate appearances while with Seattle. He went 0-for-1 with a walk. That was it. Watch the baseball from the bench in Seattle. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Trammell has struck out and one man is gone in the top of the second inning. Second strikeout for Spencer Arrighetti, and now Robbie Tanerowicz will be the batter. Tanerowicz 4-for-23 since joining the Rainiers at 174 average. Does have a homer. Right-hand batter, and the pitch from Arrighetti is taken for a strike, 0-1. Tanerowicz should be familiar with Arrighetti because they were both in the Texas League for the majority of this season until recently. Now a swing and a miss by Tanerowicz, and the count goes to 0-2. 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Arrighetti. And it's no balls, two strikes. Next pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Just threw three straight fastballs right past Tanerowicz, and two men are gone here in the second inning. That's the third strikeout for Arrighetti. And now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach hitting 287 with 14 homers in 92 games for the Red Ears. And he swings and lines the first pitch into center field for a clean base hit. And there's the Red Ears' first hit of the day. Deloach singles sharply to center field. So he's on, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel hitting 242. .412 on base percentage. And the pitch from Arrighetti is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Hummel, switch hitter, bats left against Spencer Arrighetti. There goes the runner. The pitch is fouled away, out of play, 1-1. Arrighetti, sixth round draft pick of the Astros in 2021, and he's already made it to AAA. He's from Katy, Texas, which is just 16 miles away from Constellation Field, where we're playing this game. As here's one up and away for a ball, 2-1. Arrighetti went to Cinco Ranch High School and then played a few years of college baseball where he bounced around. So here's a swing and a foul tip. Spent a year at TCU in 2019, and then there was the COVID year, and he pitched at a junior college and then transferred to Louisiana Lafayette in 2021, the Ragin' Cajuns. And that's where he was noticed by all the scouts and became a sixth-round pick. throw to first base and back in safely is Deloach. And Eric Geddes been in a, he's been a fast mover in the Astros organization. He began this year at AA Corpus Christi and was 7-2 there with a 4.15 ERA, 79 strikeouts in 60 innings with only 23 walks. Pitch is hit up the middle, and it's a one-hopper to the shortstop, Whitcomb, who just takes it himself to the second base bag and forces out Deloach for the final out of the inning. Hummel grounds into a fielder's choice. The Red Ears do not score. They had a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Sugar Land 1, Tacoma nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Sugar Land's up 1-0 on the Red Ears early. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. Adam Aller ready to face David Hensley, J.J. Matijevic, and Marty Kostas. Here's the pitch to Hensley, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Hensley hitting .224 in 37 AAA games with a .361 on base percentage, patient hitter. Big, tall guy, 6'6". 0-1 pitch is outside to the right-hand hitter. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch coming from Adam Aller, and it is in there for a called strike, and the count moves to 1-2. This is the third game of this series, which runs through Sunday. Then the Rainiers come home. They'll be home starting on Tuesday for a six-game series against Oklahoma City. Here's a swing and a foul back. It'll be the first and only appearance this year at Cheney Stadium by the Oklahoma City Dodgers, who have been the top team in the league this year. Check out TacomaRainiers.com for all the game times, promotions, and ticket info. 1-2 pitch outside for a ball, 2-2 to Hensley. Two coming from Aller, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three, he got him, and down goes Hensley, and that's Aller's second strikeout of the evening. So one away in the second inning, and now J.J. Matijevic will be the batter. He had the game-winning hit at the bottom of the 10th last night. Matijevic hitting .252 with 15 homers, 64 runs batted in, leads the team in runs batted in, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There's strike one. Nice breaking ball from Aller. 0-1 pitch is another breaking ball and a swing and a miss, strike two. Aller's breaking ball identified as a slurve, half slider, half curve. Can't make up its mind, but it works for him. 0-2 pitch, bounced foul, first base side. still no balls, two strikes. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner, and down goes Matijevic, and that is the second out here at the bottom of the second inning. Strikeout number three for Aller. And now Marty Costas comes to the plate. And the pitch is taken for a ball. Correction, they called that a strike. 0-1 the count, and this is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Marty Costas, outfielder, who was the winning pitcher yesterday in his first professional pitching appearance, and he wasn't really pitching, he was lobbing. As here's a pitch in for a strike, 1-2. Yet somehow he got an absolutely crucial double play ball to save the day for Sugarland. 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Aller trying to strike out the side here. He got Hensley swinging and Matijevic looking, and he's ahead of Costas. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a little high. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. High ball three. So now a full count. And here comes the payoff from Aller, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Aller does strike out the side in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down, all strikeouts. We go to the third. It is Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the third inning here in Sugarland, Texas. Tanner Kerwer, the number nine man in the Rainiers lineup, will lead things off. He'll be followed by Sam Haggerty and Ryan Bliss. Kerwer's a right-hand hitter facing Arrighetti, and he shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes down low, ball one. Tanner Kerwer in his third AAA game. Got his first AAA hit here on Tuesday, single. It's 1-for-8 so far. Scored a couple runs. 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Kerwer recently promoted from AA Arkansas. Came up along with Riley Unroe. So now the 2-0 pitch is popped up foul first base side, and that'll get into the seats and be a souvenir. Another small crowd here in Sugar Land, third in a row. We'll see if they can get some people in this place on the weekend. Team is owned by the Houston Astros and operated by them as well, and there's some question as to whether they actually are making an effort to get a lot of people here or not. So here's a bunt pop-up foul, and it lands untouched, so just a strike to Kerwer. 2-2. They're used to having independent ball here in Sugar Land in this ballpark. They had an Atlantic League franchise for right around 10 years prior to the Astros buying it and making it their AAA affiliate. That all happened during the COVID year, and so this became the Astros AAA team in 2021. Here's a fly to shallow left. Back is Whitcomb. It is Costas. Costas makes the catch with a little late dive towards the grass, and he hauled it in shallow left field. So Kerwer retired, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty flied to center his first time up. He's 0-1. Eric Getty with his pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch, outside, two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 is ball three. 3-0 to Haggerty. Pitch. Haggerty backing away from the plate, taking all the way, and he watches ball four. So he heads down to first base, and that's the first walk issued by Eric Getty. Haggerty has now reached in 14 straight games. Ryan Bliss will be the batter. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. The only indication of any wildness from Eric Getty in this game prior to just now when he walked Haggerty. And that was just one pitch. Eric Getty ready, and he fires to Bliss, and it is taken for a strike. Bliss looking for his first Tacoma hit. 0-1 pitch from Eric Getty. No, a move to first instead. Haggerty dives back in. Haggerty 16 for 18, stealing bases with Tacoma. And the 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Haggerty being held on by Big John Singleton. Large man over there at first base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Bliss. And it is swung on and popped up on the infield. Singleton's calling for it in front of the mound. He drops the ball and then picks it up and throws to second to force out Haggerty. And Bliss is safe at first. Oh, boy. Singleton, the big boy, lumbering in from first base, and he called everyone off. He was doing everything right, and he was in front of the mound, and then he just dropped the ball. But in the end, it doesn't matter at all for Sugar Land because he just picked it up and threw down to second, and they forced out Haggerty, who was standing at first base because, you know, he didn't want to get doubled off on a pop-up. Instead, he got forced out at second. And now the pitch to O'Keefe is hit in the air to shallow left. Back is Whitcomb, and he makes the catch, and O'Keefe is out, inning over. So Bliss was out on a fielder's choice, 3-6, and Haggerty was out. Bliss reaching on a fielder's choice 3-6 on Haggerty, and then O'Keefe pops to short to end the top of the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We move to the bottom of the third. Sugarland up 1-0. Adam Alder starts off. Cesar Salazar with the called strike, 0-1 the count. And the next pitch to Salazar is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Salazar hitting 194 in 24 games. And he swings and hits a two-hopper off of Shiner, a bad bounce. And it goes out into shallow left field, and Salazar is aboard, and we'll see how they score that. Two hops to Shiner, but the last bounce came up on him. And it kicked off the heel of his glove, maybe his left arm, and went out into left field. So Salazar's on, and now Ryland Bannon will be the hitter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One-oh pitch. Swung on. Bounced towards Shiner again. This one slowly. He fields it. Goes to second for one. Relay to first is not in time, but they get the lead runner. Salazar forced out at second base. They did call his ball an error on Shiner. So Bannon now the runner at first, reaching on a fielder's choice. And Singleton the hitter with one out. Singleton struck out swinging his first time up. Aller's pitch is inside for a ball. Singleton with 7 homers in his last 12 games. That is a hot streak. Sears one up high for a ball. 2-0. He's hit 22 AAA home runs this year between two different teams and both leagues. So he was with Nashville for his first 49 games this year and then got called up by the Brewers. 2-0 pitch in for a strike, 2-1. And Singleton didn't hit for Milwaukee in 11 games, had 3 hits and 29 at-bats, and they DFA'd him, and he elected free agent to sign with one of his old teams, the Astros. 2-1 pitch is popped up into left. Kerwer lining it up, and he makes the catch, and there's out number 2. So Singleton flies out to left field, two away. And now Shea Whitcomb is the hitter. Aller turns and throws to first, and back in with a dive is Bannon, who already has one steal today. Back Sugarland is 2 for 2 stealing bases in this game. Next pitch, called a strike. Oh, one pitch coming. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Nice fastball from Aller. 94 on the gun. So 0-2 the count. And this pitch is just off the plate outside with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Now the runner goes, pitches outside, throw to second, and tag applied by Bliss. He got Bannon on the leg as he was going in with a head-first dive. Bannon caught stealing. Brian O'Keefe throws him out, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. No runs, hits, one error, no one left. We go to the fourth. It is Sugarland 1, Tacoma nothing.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Still 1-0 Sugarland. We go to the fourth inning of play here. The Tacoma Rainiers sending the cleanup hitter Jake Shiner to the plate to get things started against Spencer Arrighetti. And the first pitch to Shiner is in there for a strike. Arrighetti has thrown 47 pitches so far. So for now, the Rainiers have not been able to get to him early in this game. So here's one inside to Shiner. We talked early on about how Sugarland is again short pitching, and if the Red Ears could knock out Arrighetti early, that could really cause some havoc later in the game. But so far, Arrighetti has allowed only one hit and one walk through three innings, three strikeouts. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Shiner, and it is called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Shiner fouled out his first time up to the catcher. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is a check swing. He held up in time. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced foul, third base side. Shiner played college ball here in town at the University of Houston. Drafted out of there by the Phillies. Traded to the Mariners when he was in A-ball for Jay Bruce, the big league slugger. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Shiner is struck out. Strikeout number four for Eric Eddy. One out, and now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Trammell struck out his first time up today. It might take him a couple of days to get in a groove again after basically not playing for 2 weeks while with Seattle. Just two plate appearances. The pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Trammell. He had been swinging it well for the Red Ears, though, prior to his recent call-up. 1-0 pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-0. Hopefully someday we'll get to find out what Trammell could do in the major leagues if he just played every day for a season. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Trammell backs out of the batter's box for a moment. He'd probably have to get traded. It's now the 2-1 pitch in for a strike to one of the non-contending teams to ever get that opportunity to play every day. Because the Mariners have not given him that commitment to this point. Sears one that misses low. Full count. 3-2. Pitch. Swung on and pulled foul. First base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Pitch, swing and a foul back, still three balls, two strikes. Payoff again. Down and in, ball four, and Trammell heads down to first base with a one-out walk, and that's the second walk issued by Arrighetti. So Trammell is on, and now Robbie Tanerowitz is the hitter. Tanerowitz struck out on three straight fastballs his first time up. Arrighetti's pitch is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. And won the count. Next pitch on its way. There goes Trammell. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second base, and they got him. The tag applied by Hensley, the second baseman. And Trammell is the second out of the inning. He's caught stealing by catcher Cesar Salazar. Just the second time he's been caught stealing for the Rainiers. In eight tries. So two outs now, and a 1-1 count to Tanerowitz. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Pitch swung on, hit in the air to shallow center, racing in his Leon, reaches down, and he fields it on a short hop, and Tanerowitz has himself a bloop single, and he'll take it. A two-out single for Tanerowitz. And And that's the second hit of the game for the Red Ears. And now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Deloach singled his first time up, swinging at the first pitch he saw. And the pitch is breaking ball outside, ball one. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. 1-0 Sugar Land. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch is low to Deloach. Two balls, one strike. Change up there from Eric Eddy. Deloach didn't chase. So 2-1 now. And the pitch is swung on and roped down the right field line. Foul. Went foul by a yard down the line. And it is now 2-2. Tenarowicz retreats to first base as he was running that out. And here's the 2-2. Fastball called, strike three on the outside edge, and Deloach goes down looking, and that wraps up the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Sugar Land 1, Tacoma nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Sugar Land 1, Tacoma nothing. Adam Aller on the hill for the Red Ears. He'll face the heart of the Sugar Land lineup here at the bottom of the fourth. The 3-4 and 5 hitters, Shea Whitcomb, Pedro Leon, and Fly Madris. Whitcomb stands in now. He flied out to left field his first time up. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. There's strike one. Aller just threw his 60th pitch. Now he's ready, and his next delivery is outside for a ball. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. Now a swing and a miss by Whitcomb. Oklahoma City in first place beat Round Rock 6-3, getting homers from Michael Bush, his 19th, and Ryan Ward, his 14th. Mike Montgomery allowed one run in five innings to get the win, former Rainier from long ago. World Series champion with the Chicago Cubs. Former Mariners starter for a spell. 1-2 to Whitcomb. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. And that is strikeout number five for Aller. One out of the fourth. Pedro Leon is next. He has the only Sugarland hit, the RBI single in the first. Oklahoma City has already clinched the playoffs by winning the first half title, and they're in first place in the second half, but that doesn't matter because, here's the pitch to Leon, and it's low for a ball. If Oklahoma City also wins the second half, their opponent in the playoffs will be whoever finishes in second place. So Oklahoma City's actually, as a result, in a 75-game playoff tune-up in the second half. Here's a foul tip by Leon. 1-1 the count. They're already in. It doesn't matter what they do, but they've kept winning. And they're 19-10 in the second half. Albuquerque is in second place. So now the 1-1 is inside for a ball. The Topes hung 19 runs on the scoreboard yesterday and beat Las Vegas 19-6, snapping a second-place tie with Vegas. So now the 2-1 pitch is inside to Leon. So Albuquerque currently holds the playoff position. They scored 19 runs yesterday on 17 hits and 11 walks. 3-1 pitch called a strike, full count to Leon. They had 8 extra base hits. Their left fielder, Daniel Montano, was 3-for-4, including a triple and a homer with 3 runs batted in. Connor Kaiser, their shortstop, scored 4 runs. Jameson Hanna, their right fielder, had 3 hits and 2 walks. Drove in 3, scored twice. 3-2 pitch, skied to center. Back a few steps is Trammell. Now he comes in, and he gets there and makes the catch, and two men are gone at the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Bly Madris is the hitter. Reno won at Sacramento yesterday 9-6. Their third baseman, Sergio Alcantara, hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning for his first Triple-A home run. And Phillip Evans had a three-run homer. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Madris. Remember early in the season, well into May, we were talking about Evans making a 400 run in terms of batting average. So here's one inside for a ball, 1-1. He has slipped all the way down to 332, and he's down to fourth in the league in batting average. 1-1 pitch to Madris is inside, 2-1. The league's leading hitter among the qualified batters right now is current Mariner Dominic Canzone with his 354 average for Reno. He's going to fall off the chart eventually due to lack of plate appearances unless he gets sent down to Tacoma. So there's a pitch inside for a ball. Michael Stefanik with Salt Lake's on the board at 349. He's currently in the majors with the Angels, although he's gone back and forth to Salt Lake a couple times now. 3-1 pitch inside, ball four. It's a two-out walk to Madris. Second walk issued by Aller. So they have a runner on with two away for David Hensley. One other game yesterday, Salt Lake beat El Paso 5-4. Jack Lopez hit a three-run homer in the first inning. And it was tied 4-4 in the eighth, and Salt Lake brought in the winning run in the bottom of the eighth. A ground out from Levon Soto brought the go-ahead runner in from third. Salt Lake got Trey Cabbage back from the big leagues, which means that Jake Shiner now has competition for the league home run lead. So now the pitch is in for a strike. Shiner leads the league with 25. The two players closest to him, Cabbage and Joe Adell of Salt Lake, both with 23. Neither was in the league for a few weeks, but now Cabbage is back. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Rainiers have two of the five players in the circuit who have hit 20 homers in Shiner and O'Keefe. 0-2 to Hensley. There goes the runner. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. And down goes Hensley. Got him with a high fastball. 95 on the gun. And that finishes off the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs. No hits. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the fifth. It is Sugar Land 1, Tacoma nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
On to the fifth. It is 1-0. Sugar Land leads the Red Ears. Cooper Hummel, Tanner Kerwer, and Sam Haggerty will try to get something started for Tacoma here in the top of the fifth. Arrighetti on the hill. Hummel stands in, and the pitch is breaking ball that catches the outside edge for a called strike, 0-1. That was pitch number 70 for Arrighetti. Now the pitch is swung on and pulled down the right field line. That's a fair ball headed into the corner, and that'll be extra bases for Hummel, who's on his way to second. Madris picks it up, and Hummel turned at second base, picked up his third base coach, Eric Ferris, who told him to stay right there, and it's a leadoff double for Cooper Hummel. Hummel with his 18th double of the year. Now the Rainiers have the tying runner in scoring position here in the top of the fifth. Sugarland has started bullpen activity with a left-hander loosening up. That is Nick Allgaier. Here's a bunt shown by Kerwer, and he pulled the bat back and took the pitch for ball one. Kerwer ahead of the count, 1-0. Corner infielder's now in a couple of steps. 1-0 pitch, and again he shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a strike. So one ball, one strike to Tanner Kerwer. One pitch on its way. And it swung on and wrapped on the ground to third, off the glove of the third baseman Bannon. It's fielded by Whitcomb, but he can't do anything with the ball, just holds it. Kerwer is safe at first, and Hummel is now at third. Runners at the corners. Bannon was drawn in. Kerwer hit a hard grounder to his left, his glove side, and he took a step and reached out and had it hit his glove and bounce off it and go to the shortstop. So that could be scored either way. It was hard hit, and the third baseman was drawn in. But on the other hand, it did hit his glove. So we'll see what they decide. Runners at first and third, no one out. Sam Haggerty at the plate. And Arrighetti with his pitch. And it's the breaking ball outside. 1-0. 1-0 pitch on its way. And it is in there for a called strike. Looks like they gave Kerwer a hit, so he has an infield single. Runners at first and third here. One ball, one strike to Haggerty. It's been hot. This is the guy they want up right now with that tying runner at third. The pitch. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is Kerwer. One pitch. Swung on. Bounced slowly to the right side. Arrighetti off the hill fields it and tosses it to first for the out. And holding at third base is Hummel. Taking second is Kerwer. So the run does not score. Runners are now at second and third with one out. And here comes Ryan Bliss. What a time this would be for his first Tacoma hit. Infield drawn in all the way around. Outfield straight away. Hummel at third. Kerwer at second with one out. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left. Is it deep enough? We're going to find out. Costas towards the foul line. Makes the catch. Hummel's going for it. He tags and heads home. The throw to the plate is offline and over the head of the catcher. Hummel scores the tying run. And taking third is Kerwer. And we are all even. It is 1-1. A sacrifice fly for Ryan Bliss drives in Hummel from third and advances Kerwer to third base. And the Red Ears have evened it up. So Bliss gets his first Tacoma RBI. And now O'Keefe is the batter with a runner at third and two outs. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Good to see Bliss execute with the runner at third and less than two outs. He got him in. Fly ball into the outfield. Got the job done. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and lined to first and caught by a diving John Singleton. Just kind of falling to his left, really, and hauling in that line shot off the bat of O'Keefe. Wrapping up the top of the fifth. One run for Tacoma on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sugar Land 1.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tacoma and Sugar Land tied up 1-1. Adam Aller on the hill. Face J.J. Matijevic, and the first pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Aller approaching 80 pitches. He's allowed one run on one hit through four innings with six strikeouts. 0-1 pitch. Skied to right, up into the wind. It's hit well. DeLoach back. and he can't get it. It lands untouched. He lost the ball in the light, and going all the way to third is Matijevic. And that was a lost in the lights triple for Matijevic. Deloach never saw it and was trying to fake it and make it look like he knew where the ball was. And he went back on it, and it landed about 40 feet in front of him. And Trammell had to run over and pick it up. A triple for J.J. Matijevic on a ball lost in the lights. And here's a little one-hopper to second. Bliss fields it and throws to first, and they get the out there, and Matijevic has to hold at third base. So Marty Costas goes after the first pitch. Runner at third, one out now for Cesar Salazar. Infield remains drawn in. Now the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Salazar reached on an error on Shiner's first time up. 0-1 pitch outside. 1-1. Right now we've got not just the lights, but also the twilight sky here in Sugar Land at the moment. 1-1 pitch is lined into right, and that's a base hit. And scoring from third is Matijevic. An RBI single for Salazar, and Sugar Land is back out in front, 2-1. That's an unfortunate break for the Red Ears with the ball lost in the lights or the twilight sky or a combination of both, directly resulting in a run for Sugar Land. As that ball Matijevic hit should have been caught. Here's the pitch to Bannon, and it is high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Aller with this pitch, and it is outside. Two balls, no strikes to Bannon. He's batting for his third time. He has walked and grounded into a force out. 0-1. Scored a run in the first inning. 2-0 pitch coming from Aller. No, a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Salazar. Now the pitch is fastball up high. Three balls, no strikes to Bannon. John Singleton on deck. And there's a pitch poured in there for a strike. Three-one coming from Aller. And it misses ball four. So Bannon heads to first. Salazar takes second. Third walk issued by Aller. Two on, one out for Singleton. Dangerous hitter coming up here. Singleton is 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. Aller now at 87 pitches. He's ready to work on Singleton. And the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Swung on, bounced to the right side, slowly hit. Bliss has it, goes to short for one. The relay to first is not in time. They get the force out at second base on Bannon. Singleton reaches on a fielder's choice. He is at first. Salazar now at third. Two outs. And Shea Whitcomb is the hitter. And the pitch is swung on and skied to center. Back is Trammell. He's under it and makes the catch, and the inning is over. But a lost in the lights triple leads to a run for Sugar Land. One run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning of play here in Texas. It is Sugar Land 2, Tacoma 1.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service. One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. These days, everyone's in the same business, staying in business. And those rising insurance premiums everyone is facing aren't helping. At Propel Insurance, we get it. And we're working day in and day out to help clients adapt. We're finding their coverage solutions, keeping them in the know about changing regulations, and being there to answer a question at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, because that's just what a good partner does. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is Sugar Land 2, Tacoma 1. And the Space Cowboys go to the bullpen and bring in left-hander Nick Allgaier. And he's on in relief of their starter, Spencer Arrighetti. Arrighetti threw well, went five innings, allowed four hits and one run. It was earned. He walked two, struck out five, and he leaves with a one-run lead. We'll see if the Red Ears can get to the bullpen, although Allgaier is a multiple-inning reliever who sometimes starts, and he's probably going to be in there for a few innings. Jake Shiner stands in, and the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Allgaier has been with both Lehigh Valley, the Phillies affiliate, and Sugar Land this year, two different AAA clubs. That was 0-1 to Shiner. Is in for a called strike. No balls, two strikes. Allgaier in his 15th appearance for Sugar Land, his ninth as a reliever. 0-2 pitch inside for a ball. He's 4-3 with a 6.63 ERA. At 54 and a third innings, he has struck out 57 and walked 34. 1-2 pitch on its way to Shiner, and it's swung on and fouled away. Allgaier, 27-year-old lefty out of the University of Iowa, has one game and one inning pitched in the major leagues, and it was scoreless for Toronto in 2021. Check swing by Shiner. He went, says the first base umpire, and Shiner is rung up on appeal. So what a way in the top of the sixth. And now Taylor Trammell is the hitter. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back. One pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming from Allgaier. And there's a breaking ball called a strike. And Trammell's behind in the count, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is on its way. And it is breaking ball outside, a curve. Two balls, two strikes. On deck is Tanerowicz. And this one's up and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, and it's inside, ball four, and it gets away from the catcher, Salazar. Trammell races down to first and then holds there. It is officially a walk in the scorebook, and Trammell is on with one out. But he was hustling just to see if maybe there was any possibility of taking second, but the catcher, Salazar, went back to the backstop and retrieved the ball. So Trammell's on for his second time today, his second walk. And now Tanerowicz is the batter, and the pitch is a breaking ball up and away. 1-0 the count. Now this pitch misses for a ball. Two-0 pitch, inside, ball three, and Allgaier a little wild. Rainiers with bullpen activity with a right-hander warming up. So it looks like Aller's probably done after five innings and threw a lot of pitches in his five innings. 3-0 to Tanerowicz is in for a called strike. It's 3-1. And he's gonna use his time out here and think about this for a moment. Trammell at first, 3-1 the count. On deck is Zach Deloach. Allgaier is ready. 3-1 pitch, no, a bluff towards first, but no throw by Allgaier. Still three balls, one strike. Tanerowicz looking out towards the mound. Here comes the 3-1 pitch on its way, and it is down and in, ball four. Back-to-back walks issued with one out at the top of the sixth inning. Trammell takes second. Tanerowicz down to first. And the Rainiers have an opportunity here. Zach Deloach coming to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a single so far. Left versus left here. The pitch to Deloach is a breaking ball outside, ball one. So 1-0. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball that evens things up 1-1. On deck is Hummel. Right here's trailing 2-1, one out at the top of the sixth inning. One ball, one strike, the count to Deloach with Trammell at second and Tanerowicz at first. Now the 1-1. Swung on, grounded right to the shortstop. Whitcomb feeds the second baseman Hensley for one on to first. Not in time. Deloach legged it out to avoid the double play. So just the one out recorded. Tenarowitz forced out at second. Deloach hustling down the line to stay out of the double play. And runners are at first and third with two outs for Cooper Hummel. Well, the Red Ears could use a big hit, and they're hoping Hummel can come through right here. He's one for two in this game, doubled and scored last inning. That was as a left-handed hitter. He's now batting right-handed against the lefty Allgaier. There goes Deloach, pitches inside, and it hit Hummel. It hit him on the leg, so it's a dead ball. And Trammell must hold at third. Deloach is awarded second base, and Hummel hit by the pitch, and the bases are loaded with two outs for Tanner Kerwer. And now a meeting on the mound. The catcher Salazar goes out there to talk to Allgaier for a moment. So the Red Ears have loaded the bases on wildness, two walks and a hit batter. Kerwer, the number nine man in the lineup, is playing in just his third AAA game today. He's 2-for-10 at the plate so far in his brief experience in this league. That includes a base hit his last time up. It was an infield single, a sharply hit grounder to the drawn in third baseman that went off his glove and was scored a hit because it was hit hard. Conference on the mound breaks up. Kerwer stands in. Here's the pitch coming from Allgaier. And it is a swing and a miss at a first pitch change up there, strike one. Tanner Kerwer, 27-year-old outfielder. A one pitch on its way. Eventually, here it comes. And it's swung on, grounded slowly to the left side, scooped up and short by Whitcomb. His throw to first is in time for the out. And the inning is over. The Red Ears threaten in the top of the sixth inning, but they do not score. No hits. Three runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it. We build it. We install it. And we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Moving on to the bottom of the sixth, that is still Sugarland 2, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Ryder Ryan, comes in from the pen, and he will work the bottom of the sixth in relief of starter Adam Aller. Aller went five innings, allowed three hits, two runs both earned, walked three, struck out six. One of those runs scored because of a fly ball that was lost in the lights. Here's Pedro Leon. Ryder Ryan's pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Ryan appearing in his 32nd game, 3-2 with a 3.72 ERA. Was added to the Mariners 40-man roster today. Pitch to Leon, fouled off. And that got a piece of catcher Brian O'Keefe. Mariners had an open spot on the 40-man roster. They had 39 spots full, and they made Ryder Ryan the 40th member. Here comes his 0-2 pitch on its way to Leon. And it is up and in for a ball, 1-2. Ryan's never reached the big leagues before, but the fact that he was added to the 40-man roster today was promising. One, two on its way to Leon. And it swung on and yanked foul, third base side. So still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes to Leon. This is game three of the series. Tomorrow, the Rainiers have Darren McCackett on the mound against Jairo Solis. Next pitch, hit of the air to shallow left center. In comes Trammell. He gets there and makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Leon flies to center. And now Ply Madris is the hitter. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Emerson Hancock was on the mound for AA Arkansas last night. And he'd been throwing really well, but he took a loss yesterday after three straight starts in which he allowed a total of one run. So here's a pitch outside for a ball. Hancock, the Mariners' 2020 first-round draft pick, went five yesterday and allowed a three-run homer. Those were the only runs he gave up, so five innings, three runs. Had seven strikeouts, two walks. Here's a swing and a fly ball off the bat of Madris to shallow left. Back is the shortstop, Haggerty, and he makes the catch. And two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now David Hensley is the hitter. Hancock got stuck with a loss as Arkansas lost the game 3-2 despite outfielder Isaiah Gilliam hitting his 18th homer. Hancock is 11-5 with a 4.32 ERA. Here's the pitch to Hensley, and it is taken low for a ball, 1-0. Both the Class A teams won yesterday. Everett beat Spokane 4-3. Harry Ford with a double and a walk and scored a run. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. But the young outfielder, Gabriel Gonzalez, had his hitting streak ended 14 in a row. He went 0-3. One to Hensley, in for a strike, 1-2. And Loe Modesto beat Lake Elsinore 7-1 behind the pitching of Shadon Peavyhouse, who allowed one run in six innings, struck out six, no walks. Gave up only four hits. 1-2 to Hensley, low, two balls, two strikes. There was some movement in the organization today. The 2-2 to Hensley is fouled away. Two of the top hitters from the Arizona Rookie League were promoted to Modesto today. One of them was the teenage Cuban first baseman, Lazaro Montez, who's huge. It's the 2-2 pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Hensley to wrap up the inning. Montez is joining Modesto, so it'll be interesting to see how he does over the final 2 months of the season. A three up, three down to the bottom of the sixth. Ryder Ryan retires the side in order with a strikeout, and we head to the seventh. It is Sugar Land 2, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On to the seventh, Rainiers trailing 2-1 here in Sugarland. Sam Haggerty leading things off against the lefty Nick Allgaier, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Haggerty's 0-2 with a walk today. The Rainiers with just 4 hits through the first 6 innings. They were limited last night as well, just 5 hits yesterday, although they scored 6 runs. 0-1 to Haggerty is fouled off, and the count's even, or now 0-2 to Haggerty. Next pitch coming from Allgaier. And time called by Haggerty as he was tired of waiting, so he steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And now he'll ease himself back in there. Haggerty batting right-handed against this lefty. And the 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it is outside for a ball. 1-2. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, and Haggerty goes down swinging, and one man is out at the top of the 7th inning. Second strikeout for Allgaier, and now Ryan Bliss will be the hitter. Bliss 0-1 with a sack fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. That's his first Tacoma RBI. Now the pitch from the lefty Allgaier is inside for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. Now a swing and a bouncer up the third baseline, foul. So 1-1 the count to Bliss. Next pitch misses, and Bliss is out in front. 2-1. Bliss just picked up in the trade with the Arizona Diamondbacks on July 30th, or 31st, I guess it was, the day before the deadline. 2-1 pitch to Bliss, misses ball 3, came over from Reno, which is where he had been assigned in the Diamondback system. 3-1 pitch outside, ball four. There's a one-out walk, so Bliss reaches for his second time today, and he'll head down to first base. The Rainiers have the tying runner on, and Bliss has good speed. Here's O'Keefe, 0 for 3 today, and he chops one foul. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count. Oh, a check swing by O'Keefe on a changeup, and he couldn't hold up. He went around. That is strike two. Right here's looking for a big hit. I want to the count to O'Keefe. And the pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes. Swing and a foul. O'Keefe stays alive. Still one ball, two strikes. O'Keefe with four homers in his last six games and 11 runs batted in during that time. Nothing yet today, though. 1-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 1-2. And he's facing a lefty here. He has done very well against left-handed pitching this season. Now here comes the 1-2. Now move to first and back in standing is Bliss. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a change, and that is the second out here in the seventh. O'Keefe goes down swinging. He's 0 for 4 today. So two outs, and now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 to Shiner. Shiner hitless in this series so far. Allgaier's pitch grounded up the middle, ranging left. Scooping it up is Whitcomb, the shortstop, and he flips it to the second baseman Hensley for the force out there. And that's the final out at the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on, and we reach the stretch here in Sugar Land, Texas, with the score, Sugar Land 2, Tacoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await.
at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Sugar Land 2, Tacoma 1. New pitcher in for the Red Ears, Juan Ten from the bullpen. Ryder Ryan was, he did exactly what he wanted to do. He retired the side in order in the sixth with a strikeout in his only inning of work. So here's Ten's pitch to J.J. Matijevic, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Ten in his 13th appearance for the Red Ears, 1-1 with a 13.19 ERA. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on, chopped on, two hops to short. Haggerty fields it, tosses to first. Matijevic is out, one away on two pitches in the bottom of the seventh inning. Juan Ten recently spent one day in the big leagues. Trade deadline day, August 1st. Right here, the Mariners called him up. He was on the roster for one game and then optioned back to Tacoma. Didn't get into that game that he was called up for. Here's his pitch to Marty Cortez, and it is foul tipped at the plate. Mariners are supposed to start up here. Oh, I apologize. They did start up. It wasn't a 7 o'clock game. It was a 6:40 game in Anaheim. So they're scoreless after one. Shohei Ohtani on the hill for the Angels against Brian Wu. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 is high and away. One ball, two strikes. Ten comes set. And the pitch is called strike three on the outside edge. And down goes Costas. And that is the second out here. And Ten has the strikeout. It is the Red Ears' eighth strikeout as a team here tonight, as a team pitching staff. Now, Cesar Salazar is the hitter. He had the RBI single in the fifth that snapped the 1-1 tie, and he hits the first pitch well towards left. Going back is Kerwer at the track. He can't get it. It's up against the fence. Salazar is at second, and he will stop there as the ball is thrown into the infield. Salazar with an opposite field double. And Sugarland has a man in scoring position with two outs in the seventh. Salazar came into play hitting just 194 for Sugarland, but it's been a problem for the Red Ears in this game. A couple of hits now, drove in the go-ahead run. Ryland Bannon now the hitter. He's 0-for-1 with two walks and a run scored. Right-hand batter. Intense pitch is a fastball outside. Ball one. Now a swing and a high fly to left. This is deep. Back is Kerwer, and at the track, at the fence, he can't get it. It's gone. A two-run home run to left field for Ryland Bannon, his third home run of this series and his 13th of the season. And Sugarland has opened it up. They now lead 4-1. Change up from 10 that was launched out of here to left field. Right. Rainiers came into play on an absolute tear in terms of homers, but they have been out-homered in this series badly by Sugarland. Sears is swinging a miss by Singleton, strike one. Sugarland has out-homered the Rainiers 7-2 so far in this series, and this is game three tonight. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Singleton, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Swung on, grounded up the middle and through into right center to the right of the second base bag, and Singleton has his first hit of the game. That's it, number six for the Space Cowboys. And now Shea Whitcomb is the hitter. Ten's pitch is in there for a strike. Ten looked good getting the first two hitters out, but Salazar hit a long double, and then Bannon hit the ball a little bit further for a homer, and now Singleton with a base hit. Here's a swing and a miss by Whitcomb. Hit a fastball, 95 on the gun. 0-2 the count. Ten ready. And this pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball. Whitcomb goes down swinging, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. But Sugarland gets two runs on three hits. There were no errors, one left. We head to the eighth inning. It is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the eighth inning, and the Rainiers need a rally. They trail Sugarland 4-1. Nick Allgaier's been in there for two innings. The left-hand pitcher stays in to face Taylor Trammell leading off the top of the eighth. The Trammell swings at the first pitch, pops it up foul behind the plate. Back is Salazar near the screen. He has room and makes the catch, and that is out number one on the first pitch in the top of the eighth inning. Trammell's foul pop-up caught right next to the screen by the catcher. Robbie Tenarowitz will now be the batter. Tenarowitz has singled and walked tonight, one for two. Allgaier has survived wildness during his time on the mound as his first pitch to Tenarowitz is outside. In two and a third innings, he's walked three and hit a batter with a pitch. So that's four free base runners right there, and he hasn't allowed a run. 1-0 pitch on its way to Tenarowitz, and this is hit in the air towards right center, and Leon is loping over, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Tenarowitz flies out to center. And That'll bring Zach Deloach to the plate. Deloach is 1-for-3 with a single so far. Rainiers with a righty in the pen. Pitch to Deloach is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. I think that's Riley O'Brien warming up. Next pitch waved at and missed. There's strike two. O-2 pitch swung on and looped out into center, and that'll find some grass for a base hit. And Deloach has his second hit of the game, a single into center field. He's 2-for-4. And that's hit number 5 for the Red Ears tonight. And it'll bring Cooper Hummel to the plate. Hit number 102 on the season for Deloach, who entered play today, 6th in the league in hits. Here's the pitch to Hummel, and he smacks one into the gap in left center field. On the move is Costas, and he makes a running catch in the alleyway for the final out of the inning. Hummel thought he had extra bases right there, but the left fielder, Marty Costas, runs it down in the alleyway, and the Rainiers do not score in the top of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Sugarland 4, Tacoma 1.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Riley O'Brien is in, and his first pitch to Pedro Leon is popped up to first. Not very high. Little looper, and it's caught by Hummel. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Leon retired. And now Bly Madris will hit. O'Brien in relief of Juan Ted, who went one inning, allowed 3 hits, 2 runs. Both were earned. No walks, 2 strikeouts. O'Brien in his 35th appearance, 2-4 with 6 saves, a 3.08 ERA. A lanky right-hander with his pitch to Madris, and it is a fastball at 95 on the gun, but a little high. That's ball one. Now the 1-0 pitch from O'Brien is coming, and this is a swing and a miss. 1-1 now to Madris. One pitch, up high for a ball, 2-1. Coming. Inside, ball three. O'Brien behind of the count, 3-1. Delivery. Hit in the air down the left field line. Kerwer over into foul ground and out of my line of sight. And, well, the ball landed in the seats foul. So 3-2 to Madrid. Fly Madrid. When he got called up to the big leagues by the Pirates last year, he became the first Fly Madrid in Major League Baseball history. Those are the facts you can only get here, guys. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Madrid, and it is a called strike three, and down he goes. So two men are gone in the eighth, and now David Hensley is the batter. He's 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Looking ahead to the ninth, the Red Ears scheduled hitters are Kerwer, Haggerty, and Bliss. Hensley stands in. O'Brien's pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike to Hensley. Pitch is waved at and missed their strike two. The Riley O'Brien curveball is a good one, and he just got Hensley to half-heartedly swing through it. So one ball, two strikes to the Sugarland second baseman. O'Brien trying to put him away now. He comes set, and the 1-2 pitch is a called strike three with a fastball on the outside edge, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts for O'Brien. We go to the ninth. Red Ears looking to put something together. Our score is Sugarland 4, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again. Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Well, we are into the ninth inning with Sugarland leading 4-1 and Tanner Kerwer leading things off this inning. And the pitch from Allgaier is taken outside for a ball. He missed with the first pitch as well. So it's two balls, no strikes to Tanner Kerwer. And now the pitch is fouled away. And the count goes to 2-1. Rainier's trailing by three. The pitch is swung on and lined towards center, but it's going to carry right out to Leon, who has to reach down, but he makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. Kerwer lines out to center field. So now the lineup turns over. Sam Haggerty comes to the plate. He is 0-3 so far today. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Rainier's lone run came in the fifth when Cooper Hummel doubled. Kerwer reached on an infield single, and then with one out, Ryan Bliss hit a sac fly. That's it. Now the pitch misses outside to Haggerty. One ball, one strike. Next offering is down low. Two and one now. Allgaier with his pitch, and it swung on it, pulled to left field. This is hit well. Costas is back at the track, but it is gone. Sam Haggerty pulls a homer to left field, and the Red Ears make it a 4-2 ball game. As Haggerty goes deep again, it's his eighth home run of the season for Tacoma, but most of them have been very recent. He's hit five homers in his last eight games. So Haggerty takes a tour of the bases here at the top of the ninth, that now it's a 4-2 ball game. And the Red Ears are one base runner away from bringing the tying run to the plate. Ryan Bliss, now the hitter. He's reached base twice in this game. He's 0-1 with a sac fly. He has walked and been hit by a pitch. Bliss settles into the batter's box now and then immediately calls time and steps out as he wants to reset before things get started. Now he's back in the batter's box and ready to hit. Allgaier is set, and here we go. The first pitch of the plate appearance is on its way, and it's a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Bliss, a 5'6" second baseman just acquired from the Diamondbacks in the Paul Sewald deal. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-1. One pitch, inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch, swung on, fouled out of play. And the count's even now, 2-2. Two-two delivery, swing and a foul tip, and the count remains 2-2. One out of the ninth, Red Ears trailing 4-2. Just got a run back on the Haggerty homer. Need more than that, though. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a bouncer foul. Rainiers have won six of their last seven games. The win streak ended yesterday. The Rainiers' last four losses have all come by one run. They trail by two right now. Two-two pitch on its way, and it's fouled out of play by Bliss. Still two balls, two strikes. Thank you. the pitch. Grounded right to short. Fielded by Whitcomb. His throw to first is in time to get Bliss. And two men are gone in the ninth. So Brian O'Keefe will come to the plate to try to extend things here in the ninth. He's been quiet today. His six-game hitting streak is on the line. He's 0 for 4. That includes a strikeout against this pitcher, Allgaier, in the seventh inning, the only time he's faced him. Allgaier with his first pitch to O'Keefe, and it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch now. Misses ball two. Duo pitch on its way, and it is swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, hit in the air to right field. This is deep. Back is Madris at the track. He jumps and can't get it. It's gone. Another homer. Brian O'Keefe just barely cleared the wall in right field, and that's his 21st home run of the season. It extends his hitting streak to 7 in a row, and he's hit 5 homers during the hitting streak, and we've got ourselves a one-run game. It's now 4-3 with 2 outs in the ninth inning. And the Red Ears have Jake Shiner coming to the plate. So O'Keefe goes the other way and into the wind and still has enough on it to send it over the wall. It's now 4-3. Here's Shiner with 2 outs in the ninth representing the tying run. And the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch on its way. And this is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt for a strike, 1-1. Two solo homers here in the ninth have tightened things up, but the Red Ears are down to their last out. Sugarland leading 4-3. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch on its way to Shiner, and it is a swing and a liner chest foul down the third baseline, a low line drive. And now it is one ball, two strikes to Shiner. Allgaier looking for a 4-inning save. 2 outs in the ninth. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Shiner. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. Sugarland wins it. 4-3 is the final score. And the Space Cowboys with back-to-back one-run victories over Tacoma. The Red Ears did a couple of solo homers in the ninth, but they needed one more run. Sugarland wins it 4-3, the final. Stick around. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard and the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Sugarland beats Tacoma 4-3, the final score. The Red Deers have lost back-to-back games here after winning the first game of the series on Tuesday. Sugarland led for the majority of this game today. They got a run of the first against the Red Deers starter Adam Aller as Bannon drew a leadoff walk and stole second base, and with two outs, Pedro Leon singled him in. And Sugarland was up 1-0 in the first. They held that lead until the fifth. Spencer Arrighetti kept the Red Deers off the scoreboard for the first four innings, limiting Tacoma to two singles. But in the fifth, Cooper Hummel pulled a leadoff double down the right field line. Tanner Kerwer then singled off the glove of the third baseman, putting runners at the corners with nobody out. Sam Haggerty grounded out, moved up one of the runners. Runners were at second and third, and then Ryan Bliss hit a sac fly to left, and it scored Hummel from third base and tied the game up 1-1. But the tie was very short-lived, because in the bottom of the fifth inning, J.J. Matijevic, leading off against Adam Aller, hit a fly ball to right field, and it was twilight time, and right fielder Zach Deloach lost the ball in either the lights or the twilight sky. He never saw it, and it fell in for a triple. And that put Matijevic on at third with no one out. And after one out, Cesar Salazar singled to right field, and it brought in Matijevic. And Sugarland was ahead 2-1, regaining the lead. And they never gave it up. They added two runs in the seventh with two outs and no one on. Juan Ten on the hill. Salazar doubled to deep left field. And then Ryland Bannon followed with a two-run homer. And Sugarland was ahead 4-1. That was a big hit for the Space Cowboys. Bannon's 13th homer of the year and third of this series, because the Red Deers were down 4-1 in the ninth. Nick Allgaier had been in there since the sixth for Sugarland. Got the leadoff man out, but then Sam Haggerty pulled a solo homer to left field, his eighth of the year. That made it 4-2. After Ryan Bliss grounded out, Brian O'Keefe hit an opposite field home run, his 21st of the season, and that made it 4-3. But Allgaier struck out Jake Shiner and the ball game, and Sugarland is the winner today, 4-3, the final score. Here are the final totals for Sugarland: 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 5 on. Tacoma, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, left 10 on base. Spencer Arrighetti gets his first AAA win. He's 1-2. The save to Allgaier, his first. Aller takes the loss. He's 1-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 20 minutes. The attendance, 2,484. With the win, Sugarland is now 45-60 on the year, and the Red Deers fall to 53-52. Game 4 of the series is tomorrow at 5:05 Pacific. Red Deers send Darren McCacken to the hill against Jairo Solis for Sugarland. We'll start our pregame show at 4:55. Sugarland takes it 4-3, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Sugar Land beats Tacoma 4-3, the final score. Now we're taking a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners at the Angels for the opener of a four-game series tonight. And it's Shohei Ohtani on the hill for the Angels. Brian Wu for the Mariners. And so far, nothing doing there. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Mariners and Angels are scoreless. Some finals in today. Texas beat the White Sox 5-3. The Rangers continue to lead the AL West. Max Scherzer made his Rangers debut, got the win. He gave up three runs in six innings, but picked up the W as Texas holds off the White Sox. The Astros lose at New York to the Yankees 4-3. Anthony Volpe with a go-ahead RBI single to snap a 3-3 tie in the bottom of the sixth inning. Astros now trail the Rangers by a game and a half in the AL West. And Baltimore takes down Toronto 6-1. Jack Flaherty, in his first start with his new team, struck out eight and allowed only one run over six innings. Both Ryan Mountcastle and Austin Hayes had four hits for Baltimore. In interleague play today, the Royals beat the Mets 9-2 behind Brady Singer's eight scoreless innings. Bobby Witt Jr. has been hot. He had three hits and hit his 19th homer for Kansas City. Minnesota, 5-3 winner at St. Louis behind the pitching of Sonny Gray, who went seven innings and allowed two runs and got the win. Both Ryan Jeffers and Michael Taylor hit two-run homers for the Twins. And the A's and Dodgers is an interleague game that's just underway. No score top of the second inning at Dodgers Stadium. National League Finals, the Phillies beat the Marlins 4-2 as Michael Lorenzen went eight innings and allowed two runs in his Phillies debut to get the win on the road at Miami. San Francisco shuts out Arizona 1-0, six pitchers combining on the shutout. Lamont Wade Jr.'s homer in the fourth off Brandon Pfaadt, the only run of that game. The Giants took three out of four from the Diamondbacks. And Milwaukee blasted Pittsburgh 14-1. As both the rookies Bryce Terang and Sal Frelick hit three-run homers for the Brew Crew. One NL game in progress. Cubs lead the Reds 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning at Wrigley. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Sugar Land, the Space Cowboys beat the Red Ears 4-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
When things feel crazy, it's good to remember what you can always count on. At Propel Insurance, that includes agents who understand your business, a claims department that never quits, and smart risk management programs customized around your unique assets and risks. At Propel, we're here to help you thrive, no matter what's ahead. Let us show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, the Space Cowboys take this one 4-3. The key blow, the two-run homer by Ryland Bannon in the seventh. Also, the fly ball lost in the lights that went for a triple that allowed the go-ahead run to score in the fifth as Sugarland holds off the Red Ears 4-3. The Red Ears did hit two solo homers in the ninth inning. Maybe that's a sign of things to come tomorrow as Sam Haggerty and Brian O'Keefe both went deep. Both have been red hot. Both quiet through the first eight innings of this game and then homered in the ninth, so perhaps that is some positive momentum going into tomorrow night's contest. Everything else in the PCL is still going. Round Rock leads Oklahoma City 6-5 in the ninth inning in Bricktown. Vegas is on top of Albuquerque 8-4 there in the seventh inning at Isotopes Park. Salt Lake is cruising along with a 6-1 lead over El Paso in the bottom of the seventh inning in Salt Lake City. And Sacramento leads Reno 1-0 in the third. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow at 5:05 Pacific. Pregame show starts at 4:55. Darren McCacken will be on the mound for the Red Ears against Jairo Solis for Sugarland. Please join us tomorrow night. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Sugarland takes it 4-3 over the Tacoma Red Ears. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:05. Have a great rest of your evening. Good night.